Blind Cool Tech 213, November 7, 2005.
Blind Cool Tech, the show where life,
hey y'all,
technology,
hello,
and blindness,
hello, is anyone here? I can't see anything.
Comes together.
Please welcome your host, Larry Skookman.
Man, I laugh every time I hear that intro. I love the echo on the computer. I can't see anything. That is another great intro from Kai Zhang. I do believe that is my favorite one of all the cool ones that everybody's sent in. We've got a lot for you on today's show. I had pretty well decided that I was going to start breaking up the doing the podcast the way we used to, just send the individual submissions through the feed. So we're going back to that format. I've just got a couple things I've got gathered up here, some feedback, and I'd like to talk to you about a new model of how these, a new level of podcasting, if you will. Recorded a thunderstorm the other night. Got a little of that audio on here for you. And we're going to replay the mystery sound since we had no guesses.
Well, hi, Larry. This is Marlena Lieberg. First, want to thank you for spending two wonderful hours with me earlier this evening on my ACB radio program. And hopefully people are subscribed to the replay page of the Marlena program so that they who missed you live can get the podcast. Wanted to say a couple of things. The input that you're getting on relationships is really fascinating, and I very much enjoyed listening to Chris and Marla. They so do so many of the things that I do and have done in the past when I was partnered with blind folks or lived on my own. It's so wonderfully refreshing to hear people talking about the tips to even identify to the taxi company that you're blind in a restaurant. I think, you know, a lot of times we want things to happen, but we don't enable ourselves to ensure that these things can happen, that the taxi driver can find us, or that we know what our money is, etc. So hats off to Chris and Marla. I do things differently now than I did when I lived on my own or with other blind people because my husband is sighted, Gary the Eye Guy. And but we have a different set of circumstances because Gary the Eye Guy rolls around on a set of wheels rather than stands up and walks on 2 feet. So I will try to sit down with him this week, and maybe we can talk about kind of some of the things that we do to make that all possible. That's pretty much it. I want to invite folks to feel free to subscribe to my podcast, Marlena by Ear, and that can be found at http://feeds.feedburner.com/Marlena, M-A-R-L-A-I-N-A, by Ear, all one word. If you want to email me, you can do that at blindcast@blindcast.com. And, of course, the ACB Radio podcast page is available up on the acbradio.org website to subscribe there to the various days of the week from the mainstream. So, again, thank you so much for spending two absolutely wonderful hours. You are a jewel and a gem in our community, and it was great to spend time with you. So, keep up the good work, Mr. Blind Cool Tech, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You know, last night when I was listening back to the Marlena show, and she played some clips from Blind Cool Tech, some earlier ones, I thought, man, is this guy ever going to get to the point or what? So I really do apologize for that. I guess I'm just not in big enough hurry.
Hey, this is Ken Reed making a some information for you. This thing does play music. Here's proof. Here's proof. No, it did play music. It really does. So I'm hitting the wrong button or something. Anyway, if you get on the right channel, the right track, it will play music. Take my word for it. If you do it at 64, and I was surprised to see it work. It does work fine. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
What Ken is referring to there, I assume, is the Olympus WS-200S. He had called the other day asking or wondering if it played music. And we theorized that maybe if you got your music down to 64 kbps or encoded it in that format, it would play on the Olympus WS-200S. And sure enough, thanks for that confirmation there, Ken. Also, we do know that the Olympus 300s will also play MP3 files, and I presume that the encoding shouldn't matter on those, but we'll know more as people get them and review them.
Blind Cool Tech. Sound Seeing Tour.
Hey y'all, how you doing? This is Larry Scootcon. It's November 6th, 2005. Took the day off today to play with podcasting. No, I've got extra vacation days built up and I need to burn off a few of them because you don't get to accumulate them over at APH. You can accumulate so many, but I've got more time than I have money to blow those vacation days. But I wanted to talk with you guys about a couple of things. I hope you heard last night we were on the Marlena show, and that was fun. It was really neat hearing from all you guys. Robert Carter called in, Dana, Lois, bunch of you guys. That was too cool. Thanks. Thank you for participating. I had a ball doing that. Kind of makes you think it'd be fun to have a live show like that. I know that's what Jonathan Mosen does, and I've often thought, I mean, sometimes he gets somebody that calls in there and just, hey, and just sits there, you know? And I always thought, oh man, that would be a drag. But it was definitely fun last night. Marlena said we could play that on Blind Cool Tech, which also brings up the subject of what's the copyright on this material. And actually, it's, I'm not going to say public domain, Creative Commons, fair use. So you're allowed to use any of this material as long as you give credit for where it came from. And that's it. And that's kind of in the spirit with podcasting and open source and so forth. Just wanted to bring you guys along with me. I'm going to go down to Mom's Music here and pick up a floor stand for my microphone. Rob called me a while ago. He was talking about getting one last, when was it? Friday. Yeah. And I guess he got one over the weekend, and it was only $30. And it's aluminum with a tripod stand, so I'm pretty excited to get that. I've got this problem with the mic being on my desk of keys getting into it. You know, every time I press a key, it gets recorded quite loudly, I might add. I've actually got a problem right now with my recordings that I can't get both my voice and the sound of the computer into the recording. I installed Skype yesterday. I was going to play with that, and ever since I did, it's, I don't know what it did. And I know about SoundVol 32 or going into the control panel or selecting your recording source and studio recorder, but none of that has really made much of a difference. I don't quite get what's going on. Finish off my coffee here. Yeah, I was going to walk up here to Mom's, and also while we were doing that, I wanted to talk with you about a couple of things. One is, I want to get some feedback from you on what you're thinking about some specifics on Blind Cool Tech. Like, what about this idea of an article coming through? I'm just getting Jake's harness here. Fred thinks he's... I guess I could take Fred. I think I will. Just chill, little buddy. I'll get you in a minute. I mean, big guy. Come on, Jakesters.
You are a good doggy, huh?
Y'all are both good doggies.
Y'all both good doggies, huh? Yeah.
Boy, it is gorgeous out here today. I'm in my shorts, short sleeve. Unusually warm. Yeah, you're going for November day. Actually, I think today's the 7th. I might have said 6th at the beginning. You're going too, Jakey. All right. Hey, Fred, you're going to have to settle down, little dude. I'm not going to be carrying on like that now. Rest. Fred? That's it. Fred loves to go on his walks. I don't get to take him near as much as I want to. Shelly brought him with her the other day when she took Marley to her daycare. He just likes to get in the car and ride. All right, boys. All right, Fredsters, you got to get on the ride over here, big guy. There you go. Yeah. Man, it is too pretty out here. Down the stairs. Right. There you go, little buddy. Good doggies. Hit some good doggies. Got some wagging tails today. Fred and Jake. Well, Jake thinks this is a new adventure. We walk Fred, actually. Almost every weekend we'll walk up to APH there just to give Fred a little walk. So this isn't totally new to them. What I do is put
Fred just on the leash in my right hand, and he heals very well, of course, like a well-behaved dog. So he's not, you know, at first he didn't understand that he wasn't leading. He was just walking. What I wanted to talk to you about on Blind Cool Tech, though, was about individual articles, either putting them up as, you know, just like how you send them to me, which I like for a couple of reasons. The main one being, you know, when, like, well, Tim's article comes to mind in particular. You know, he had some very precise sounds in there. And, you know, by the time I inserted it into the compilation of all the articles and then re-encoded it, I think we lost a little bit from that. And I don't know, maybe the answer is using something like a MP3 joiner. But then that would depend upon the encoding as well. If somebody used something at a different, with different parameters than what I used to encode it, that would present a few problems. Actually, if y'all could submit stuff as WAV files, hey, Jake, no. That would probably be the best, but, you know, if you're on an Olympus, just go ahead and give me the WMA, or the WAVE if you've edited it. But, in fact, what I was thinking of anyway, of getting these all on the, you know, just as individual articles, is that not only do you preserve the intentions of the author, but we can actually automate this stuff so that, you know, creating a submission, and beyond that, you know, say this spread out beyond Blind Cool Tech, and you could, you know, just set up like a listserv of audio, for instance. So instead of going into your email program, or imagine you were in your email program and press down arrow and it just played, you know, Jamie Paul's review of the DS2. Another down arrow. Chris Grabowski. You know, in their own voice. Hey. Yeah, we got some wind the other day. I recorded the storm. Left. Inside. Good touch. Okay.
Yeah, man, I'll be up here.
Sit.
Yeah, man, come on
Friend.
Up. What are you looking for?
Good boy. Jake's already
yeah,
sitting.
Yeah, dude,
he's
I'll
a good
here,
dog.
I mean, I'll probably even be eating my lunch here. So.
Brian takes Lee Line 2.
Cool, buddy. Yes, sir.
Floor stand for a microphone.
This is Brian.
Oh, you just need just a straight stand, or you need a boom stand or anything?
I would like a boom, yeah.
Sure, I got those in the tripod stand. I'll go grab one.
Okay, how much are they?
I believe they are.
Oh, everything's supposed to come in at 4. I'm sorry, man. I haven't
really?
I think so.
Okay.
Let me check to make sure.
All right.
Sure.
Sit.
Well, that's what we were hoping for. We haven't
got
the screen yet. So let's just wait
a little
on the
over.
I'm not sure what the delay was or if it was a custom size or what.
You said too, Fred.
I got a voicemail from your guy to Mike this weekend.
Good
he
boy.
Said that the computer's not coming through the sound system. The computer wasn't there when we put the sound system in, so it's probably not hooked up to it.
More power, obviously. You're dealing 65 watts inside. It's actually 65
watts. Oh, okay. Okay. I was trying to think of it. I got that voicemail real late Saturday. I turned my phone off on Saturdays. Hey, I'm going to be leaving here, believe it or not. So anytime you need anything else, man, just give Max a call. I'm not going to be working here anymore, man. No, I got 2 weeks. Yeah. A little less stress. Well, I appreciate you, man. You guys have been good, and I've loved everybody I've worked with here, man. I appreciate it. But I'll be here for the next couple weeks, so if you need anything, you call me, okay? All right, Pastor. Bye-bye.
Let's see,
how much
space
is right here. Make sure I'm telling you the right thing. Alright. How much is you guys' guitar lessons?
We have guitar lessons. They are $20 for a half-hour session once a week.
Okay.
And so we've got plenty of teachers now. We're even adding more rooms and everything like that, so it shouldn't be too hard to put something down and, you know, find an availability. If something that's open for your availability, we shouldn't be able, shouldn't be too hard to find out a way to match those up. So,
great.
Yeah, these are $29.99.
Okay.
And they don't come with a clip, though.
With a clip?
Right, they don't come with a mic clip on them. They just come with the boom stand, so I don't know if you need a clip or anything.
No, I'm not understanding what is a clip.
Well, these mic stands, the way they come, it's just basically a pole with a thread at the end.
Right.
And a clip is what's actually going to hold the microphone to it.
Oh, I've got one on my old microphone
stand. So, yeah, you'd be able to use that. They're all standard threads and everything on that. So.
And that boom threads onto those threads at the end? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you would just take the actual plastic clip that the mic used to stick in. If you grab it and just twist it, it should come right off that old stand. Like
okay.
I said, they're a standard size, so they'll fit in the stand.
Great.
So just the boom stand is all you need?
Yeah, and it does come with the boom, you say?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And, let's see, you bought stuff here before?
Yep.
Yeah. What's your phone number?
Do I have to give it to you?
No, you don't have to. You can tell me your name. If there's a way we can, you know, put it under.
Yeah, Skutchan. SKUTCHAN.
SC.
No, SKUT.
Yeah. Michael.
Don.
Or Michelle, I'm sorry.
Larry.
It's Howard again at Mom's. How are you? Good. I have one more question for you.
Sit down, Fred.
They actually called
you
me.
Find me? Larry? On Pleasantview? Maybe I've been putting my stuff under hers.
Okay. Well, what I
that's
need
my
to
daughter.
Know
oh, okay.
Is
well, yeah,
boxes.
That's yeah.
How many scoot cons can there be in
one
little town?
Extra and things like that. I just need to know which frequencies are for each one of those units.
3179
is the grand total. Yeah, it's frequency range. It would be like
175.29
to, and then they would have both 200 tunable frequencies. So it would be like on the unit there with the 175.29.
Get your card back, sir.
Okay.
And that would be on each one of those units. I'll just need to know what those frequencies are. I'm until actually 7 this evening. Yeah, that's perfect. You can call me back, and they said they'd just rush it out to us at that point. When you get over there, just call me my number. That is correct. And I'll be here all day, so I'll just talk to you after a little while. Thanks, Don. Okay.
If you don't mind,
I need to sign that.
Yeah, on this bottom one, there's a pin. Right in the end. It said post-it note. Actually, that's what you need.
Oh,
right,
you don't want me to sign your post-it note?
No, it wouldn't make much of a difference that way.
You put IOU on there.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you. And here's two receipts for you here.
Okay.
And, did it help you out with that or anything?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, good. Not most of your hands might be full there, but
yeah,
it's right over here to your right here.
Oh, that is a good size box. Okay, great, thanks.
You're welcome. If you have any questions, you can just call up here and I'll get the door for you.
Okay. Hey, that I could use some help with, true. Let's see, Fred. Hold on there, buddy. All right.
Looks like a field trip coming through here.
Hey, what fun. Thanks.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all aren't scared, are you? You can pat him. Yeah, you can pat him. He's just standing there. All right.
Right.
How about... Good dog. So... Anyway, we're, this would, doing the individual things, you could actually make it on the individual file uploads like we were talking about a second ago. You could actually make this easy enough that anybody that had a recorder could, instead of writing their email, well, it's very much like any of these things. Windows Messenger now, you know, you can record and send it to somebody. The only difference is this would be sort of a combination of a podcast and email. So, you know, I guess the difference for Messenger would be that you would have a list that many people contributed to, just like an email list. So actually it's kind of more of a combination of an email list and an email program and a Windows Messenger type client or a podcatcher. So I really like that model of distribution of this audio because, you know, it's funny. I really was not much of a advocate for spoken word content, or, well, let's put it succinctly. I really preferred text-to-speech to audio in many instances. I had an opportunity where I was getting, for instance, U.S. News and World Report on a weekly basis, and I had a choice of getting a text version or a recorded version, and I actually used to prefer the text. Well, not only did it come through a day earlier, but I don't know. You know, I don't. We had this discussion on the book court list. After a while, the narration can actually. You get lost in the story, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So the narration becomes secondary. Although it's still a big part of it. Don't get me wrong. But I guess my point is, since we've started doing Blind Cool Tech, I have really come to appreciate how much more information is contained about the person in an audio presentation. I'm sure audio and video is even more compelling. But, you know, I feel like I really know you guys. Sorry about that wind. There's just a slight breeze going on here. Man, it's gorgeous. So let's continue this discussion. Liz tells me they're painting that house over to the right over there. The lady just sold it. We're going up our steps now. Not Fradsters. And we're going up our steps up to the porch. Oh yeah, let me tell you about this Simplex lock. All right, take your leash off. You're hitting the entertainment center with your tail, you big goofy. Fred's wagging his tail. The Simplex keyless lock is a round face about the size of a normal deadbolt type of lock, except instead of a key in the middle of it, there are five small push buttons that surround it, much like the face of a clock, except the numbers aren't necessarily in a clock position. There's one at the very top. Well, actually, two happens to come out about in the two position. Three is about at 4 o'clock, maybe. Four is about at 7 o'clock, and five is about at the 9 o'clock position, or 10 o'clock position, I should say. Wait a minute, four is at 7 o'clock. Yeah, that's what I said. Okay. And then there's a small thumb device to actually, once you undo the code, you turn this and it undoes the lock, pulls the lever back, the latch back, not the latch, but whatever the deadbolt, I guess it is. So anyway, you say five numbers, you really have a lot more choices than just five numbers, because what you can do is set it so that you can either have a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 digit normal code to get in, but you can also combine keys, so your code could be 1 and 3 together, and then 5 and 2 and 4 together. So it makes for quite a bit more codes and a little more flexibility. I used to have, when I used to live over on Peterson here in Louisville, I had one of these on the back door, and we had it set for having numbers together. It was a little hard to tell somebody how to get into the house. And that's not a big thing, because you don't really have to do that very often. A little plane going over. We don't live too far from Bowman Field here in Louisville, which is a little small airport for small planes. And we've got something very similar to this at work. I'm not sure the brand name. It's actually totally different in appearance, but the same idea. The one at work is a tall, narrow, and large buttons. There's just five of them. And it has a handle on it, not like a door knob, but one of the handles that you grasp and push down. And it's all mechanical, too. That one actually has the additional benefit of having a key entry as well. I didn't really want a key entry, and didn't need one. I mean, as long as you can remember your code, you're all right. So I really tried to get it where I don't have to carry keys around. In fact, the only key I really need to have with me is my bowling locker key, and I guess I ought to just leave that at the bowling alley or something, huh? I wouldn't have to carry keys and all. But anyway, this lock, I'm thinking it's around $150, maybe a little less than that. Very neat, though, because it's obviously, it's very convenient not to have to reach in your pocket and dig around for keys, and the non-electronic aspect of it, in that it's just a mechanical device, means you don't have to change batteries. There are locks like this that are battery powered, but I really tried to find, I must have lucked into this the first time, but I know when I came back here, when I came back to Louisville and, moved, bought this house in 2000, And that was one of the first things I did, was putting one of these locks on there. And you know, another thing, you guys with the talking thermostats, those are great. But you know, what I used to have was a Honeywell thermostat that wasn't programmable, but it had a notch for every 2 degrees and markings on it so that you could set it. Now the rest of the switches were just the same, you know, turn it from heat to air or auto to fan to off and so forth. So it wasn't a high-tech thing, but very nice thermostat. In fact, I'm thinking about getting one of those for here. I don't even have central air in this house. I did at the time over there. But you know, the way I do this one now is I just turn it until I hear it come on and then turn it a little more. No, so if the TV's going or it's really loud in the house, you don't know exactly where you're at. In fact, I can probably show you. You can probably hear it. I'll leave the dogs out here because it'll make too much noise. But so if you're in the living room and it's quiet like this, thermostat right now, let me go ahead and shut this front door. See, the thermostat is all the way down. And did you hear it? Let me turn it again. Oh, that wasn't it on. So you can hear the pump, the water pump, pumping the water through the lines. Let me turn it down. You can hear. I'm going to go ahead and turn it all the way down. So, I've been using that as my, you know, I want to turn it up a little. I listen to it come on and turn it up just a little more. So, I haven't actually had a good way to gauge that, exactly what the temperature is. I know one thing, with these bills and the price of this gas, I try to leave it as low as possible, turn it off, you know, or down at night and when we leave in the mornings. Probably going to have to leave it up a little higher than I normally would with Mars here. I know I used to love to have the window right above my bed open in the winter time. I won't be doing that anymore. You know, I'd turn down the heat, and I like that cold air coming in. No, I mean, no, I'm not talking if it got down below zero. Well, actually, yeah, we'd leave it cracked a little bit. But turn down the heat in the house, you know, but won't be doing that anymore. So anyway, if you let these submissions come through as individual shows, the whole automation process of it could be explored a little more. In fact, what we really probably should start out doing, you know, let's let this evolve instead of make it a revolution. Let's try out combining a couple more technologies and taking this one step at a time before we have it beaming directly into your brain or anything. Now, Fredsters, we don't want to have it beam into your brain, do you? Maybe the first step in this would be to have not necessarily a recording wizard for your own PC, but once you have the recording made, to have a place, albeit a website. It could be something as simple as usenda.com you know, I think ultimately what you would want to do is right-click on your recording or have it in the menu and say send to, or if you're in this email audio type of program, you could just hit reply or whatever, record your thing, let her rip. But as I say, let's take it one step at a time. So the first part of this has to be a way very much like podcatching software for a person to not only be able to subscribe to the show in the sense of receiving them, but also be able to subscribe in terms of recording to them. So the first step in a system like we're talking about would be to get some modifications on a server somewhere, and maybe a little bit, well, I guess we don't really need the user interface yet as a first step, for you as a participant to send your recording, whether you made it on a portable system or right there at your computer or whatever, to, say, Blind Cool Tech in this case. And without me ever seeing it or anything, this software on the server would extract the ID3 tags from the MP3 to say, oh, Jamie Paul's DS2 review is the title. And he could even put you comments into the comments field of the ID3 tag just to give, there's another little thing, just to give more information and what might appear on the web page. This also would have the advantage of, you know, well, it would speed it up because I wouldn't have to listen to it right then and there before you guys got to it. Not that that's a major deal, because I listen to them anyway, and most of this stuff is not time sensitive. But the point is that you as the author could describe it in your own words, and that description would appear. Hey, Jake, come here. Jake. Oh, there you are. Okay. Jake got out of the yard somehow yesterday. Fred? There you are. Okay. Good boy. What are y'all barking at? What you guys barking at, huh? So I gotta watch him. I don't know how he got out of here. You know, they say you can't keep a dog in a fence that doesn't want to be in a fence. I thought Jake had it pretty good and knew he had it pretty good, but he got out yesterday. Hey, come on, little buddy. Don't you want in, too? There you go. So, yeah, if you didn't have the ID3 tag info in there, or didn't even know what an ID3 tag was, you would, instead of just, you know, this needs to be set up as a batch file even too, or some automated process so that you could right click on a file and say send it to BCT, or send it to, and BCT would be one of your options. And assuming that you knew how to put your ID3 tags in there and everything, that'd be the end of your story. Now, what would happen on files that somebody didn't really know about ID3 tags is a web page would come up, or we could have a local user interface that would prompt you for, you know, a name for this thing, your name, unless it could get it from your email, a description, and, you know, anything else you wanted to say about it. And that would go ahead and update your MP3 file with that information in the ID3 tags, because, well, iTunes and the iPod and a lot of MP3 players, even the Bookport, uses ID3 tags to look at information about the file. So let's talk about that a little. I think that would be the next place to go with this Blind Cool Tech. And I mean, I am in no way trying to diminish the content of this material, because, you know, that's why we want to do this in the first place. We hear your career cast, and we hear your voice and your emotions and so forth. And I think we're really just scratching the surface of where we can go with this. Mary went into a nice direction the other day with her hobbies / interest recording. And I'd like to hear some more of that from some other of you guys, too. I'm definitely going to do one. You know, like Jonathan Mosen said the other day, it can be hard to sit down and talk about yourself for an hour, but I think one thing that could help is to listen to some of those other career casts, and you'll get caught up with the, I don't know, it's not excitement, I'm not trying to say, but, or emotion, but there is definitely some emotion and some excitement in these. So please do submit your career cast. Send your submissions. You can send them to yousendit.com after you record them. And we'd love to put them on Blind Cool Tech. That's what this is all about. All right, I'm going to shut up for now. I'm going to try to do more of these, catch a little bit of time here and there, and you know, I got a lot of things I need to tell you guys about, and it seems like I never can coordinate sitting down in front of the desk and doing it as opposed to doing it this way. So you'll probably be hearing more of these on the road type of little, oh, by the way, blah, blah, blah. Man, it's gorgeous out here. Listen to this. Hear a little bit of city in the background. Heard the wind chime a minute ago, a little breeze come through. Sun shining, it's warm. Beautiful. Louisville, Kentucky. There's some work going on over there. I don't know what that is. Sound like one of those big plows, or scoops in the front of something hitting the pavement. All right, y'all have a good one. Love it.
Yes, hi, this is Ken Reed. I know where to get, I live at 899. You can get some from J&R Music. And the number is 888-221-8180. And if you're interested in a WS-200, get that from Focus Camera. That's Focus Camera at 800-221-0828. And the price was, I think, $105. Very reasonable price for that. That's about it. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
We have had exactly zero guesses for mystery sound number 8. It's a tough one. I knew it was going to be a tough one. We'll play it again for you now. Again, I'm going to give you 3 seconds of silence before and after. Here goes. Okay, so if you know what that sound is, call our comment line, 206-984-9203. Good luck.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky, it's the Blind Cool Tech Podcast.
Friday night, I think it was, there was some severe weather in Indiana. In fact, it generated F3 and an F2 tornado and killed, I think the death count is up to 20 now. It was a very bad storm. Everett Latta said that storm was very close to his house too, the tornado was. Well, later on that morning, about 2 or 2:30, that same storm came through Louisville, and it was intense. We didn't get tornadoes, but it was steady lightning. And I happened to be, I didn't happen to be, I got up and recorded it.
Larry, it's Joe Quinn. I hope I'm going. I will not take as much time fooling around because I know that you didn't like that. Sorry for the delay in answering or asking my question. I shall try to be more succinct as possible. My question today is there, let's see, what would be comparable in MP3, 22,050, 24 kbps, to WMA files? Like, what would I need to set my bitrate for an MP3 file that is 22,050, 24 kbps, to make it comparable in size or in quality to a WMA? What I'm trying to do basically is I'm trying to convert the main menu shows from MP3 to WMA and put them on my MP3 player. And I don't want them in MP3 because I want it to, save space. And I know WMA files do that. They do that in lower quality, like 64 compared to MP3's 128. But I don't know if they would do that in quality compared to MP3 22,050, 24 to a lower quality setting in WMA. I don't know if there's any space-saving things in that. Do you know? Or what would be your best guess? And if you don't know, ask Rob Meredith, because he seems to be the dude. He seems to be the sampling rate CBPS dude. If you would be able to do that, I would appreciate it if you don't know yourself, or maybe one of the other listeners would. So, thank you for letting me babble on and prattle like an old fool here. But it's my birthday on Friday, the 4th of November. I'm 22. I'm getting old. But thanks for letting me take up space on your podcast. And I will get that Vibe interview review finished shortly. Thank you for letting me talk again, as I said, and I will catch you soon.
Well, Joe, I am going to have to ask Rob to answer that question for you. I don't know if it's going to be worth all the trouble just to save a little bit of space. I guess it depends how you want to use them. You are also going to find that you're going to diminish your quality, unencoding and re-encoding. So if any of you other Blind Cool Tech listeners has some specific answers for Joe, be sure and call us up, 206-984-9203.
Larry, this is Lisa Hall from San Antonio, Texas. I'll tell you what, since you started the podcast since June of 2005, and you already created over 200 podcasts, 210 I just got finished listening to. It has really taken off, I think, in a big way. And I'm really behind you all the way. And I hope everybody has benefited from my career podcast that I put up back in the beginning of October. Anyway, I just thought I'd say hello and keep up the good work. And with all these people creating background scenes as far as intros and endings and stuff in between, it's really cool, especially with your granddaughter. I thought that was pretty cool, too. So, anyway, keep up the good work, and don't hesitate to visit my website at http://home.satx.rr.com/Lisa Hall. And anybody who is knows of any online documentation for access technology, you can have them send me an email at lcall10@satx.rr.com. And I'll be more than happy to receive links of of online documentation for access technology. So I'm working on a collection. I've got some already started on the site on the technology page. So don't hesitate to visit it. So if you have questions, you know how to reach me. I'll send you an email in reference to that. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Lisa. And that is a good website you have there. I encourage you all to go ahead and check that out. Your career cast did benefit a lot of us. Really appreciate that, Lisa, and hope to be getting some more of those, too. As I was playing back the sound-seeing tour we did today over to by the mic stand, and I came back in and I was showing you how my heater sounded when it came on. I don't know if you guys noticed this or not, but I can hear a little voice in there, and it sounds, I thought at first it was me, but that recording came straight from the Olympus DS2 and onto my PC. I don't quite understand how something like that would have got in there. Strange. I don't know if you guys can notice this or not, but I'm actually using my new mic stand, floor stand, that I bought today, and I really like it. The mic was too close to my keyboard, and as long as I can keep from knocking this thing over. But it turns out it has an additional useful feature, and that is that it's a great place to hang my headphones when I'm not using them. All right, that's going to do it for this issue of Blind Cool Tech. Y'all have a great one. And check out this cool extra from Chris Grabowski.
Thanks for listening to
Blind Cool Tech. 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 Blind Cool Tech.
The podcast for the blind from around the globe.
Don't forget to check out the website at www.blindcooltech.com.
Your hosts are Larry and Jake.